Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you think I sound a little different, I am. I'm under the weather. I've been sick for a week. I want to thank all those people writing to me and calling me. Wish me well. Then we got a great show for you tonight. And if you like doo-wop, you like oldies, in the second hour, we'll be talking a lot about it, especially in the latter part of the second hour. We got a lot of things going on. Before we get started here, let me introduce you to the players. And if you're in your car and you're listening to the radio, you want to know what you're listening to? Well, let's just say that we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. This is a variety show. It's supposed to be a fun show. It's supposed to be entertaining and supposed to be educational. So here we go. Let me introduce my co-host, the beautiful, intelligent, the better half one of the show, my better half, Lynn Golder, co-host.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the last Sunday in January, January 31st, 2021 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And let me introduce you to our new guest host. He's from Kissimmee, Florida. His name is Vincent.
Hi, everybody.
That's Vincent Beatty, otherwise Are you Warren Beatty's brother?
No. Warren, I don't know, for whatever reason, he used to tell people that he was my cousin, but we're not related.
Oh, okay. And in the studios, doing the engineering, pushing all those little dials and pushing buttons, he's on our Spectrum communication. He's the Spectrum. It's all powered by Spectrum. You there, Chris Shaw?
Spectrum Studios with Chris Shaw. What's going down in the tizzle?
Yeah, that's Chris.
Hey, Vincent. Tonight. Nice to meet you, Vincent.
Let me give you my first shout-out before we begin the show. First show. Shout-out's going to be from San Francisco area, the Bay Area. His name is Larry and Lisa. Lisa and Larry.
Lisa, Larry.
Both living in the Bay City of San Francisco.
Out of the and Bay now, Area.
Yeah, they're listening out in the San Francisco, California area.
Okay, and I have a few shout-outs. I'd like to give a shout-out to our daughter Jennifer and our friend Ryan and our granddaughter Jackie. Hopefully you're driving around the car listening to us. If not, you'll catch the archive show tonight. And also I'd like to give a shout-out to Kimberly, who is a listener and also a trivia winner. And Vincent, you have some shout-outs tonight?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to my fellow members of the United States Blind Chess Association. Yes, we do play chess, blind people. And we have an organization that is called the United States Blind Chess Association, but we have members from all over the world. And if you'd like to find out more information, our website is usbca_chess@freelist.org. You can also send an email there and they'll get back to you. But we invite anyone who's blind to look into joining. We'd love to have you. It's free.
Okay, I gotta interrupt you here, Vincent. You're blind, right?
Yes, I'm blind.
Okay, so now here's what I don't understand. How can you play chess if you can't see what moves you're going to make? How do you do that? Even if it's audio, you don't know what blocks are around.
Well, Michael, we have tactile chess sets. Oh. Chess sets that have tactile pieces that enable us to know which piece is white and which piece is black.
That's interesting.
Oh.
And the squares are lowered and raised up. Plus, we're very intelligent blind people, and really, the majority of the game is played in your head.
Gotcha. If anybody out there wants to call in, now's the time to...
Vincent,
the lines are wide open. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Vincent, is this internationally...
chess?
Yes, to chess... It is international.
Oh, it's called great. Meet people all over the world.
Yep.
That's terrific.
How do you like that? That's something. I'm being pushed off my chair. Who's pushing me off my chair? The dog's pushing me off my chair, would you believe?
Michael, another thing, if people don't know how to play chess, we teach them how to play chess.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's something.
You know what, Michael? While we have a minute, I'd like to do this PSA really fast.
Do a PSA. Okay.
Begging for time later to read it. I'd like to remind everybody that the Hope from Home, a United Night to Save Sight, is Sunday, February 28th this year. It's celebrating Rare Disease Day, and this is put on by the Foundation Fighting Blindness as they kick off their 50th anniversary on Rare Disease Day. Like I said, it's Sunday, February 28th, with celebrity MC Saturday Night Live alumni Kevin Nealon. And so from the comfort of your own home, you can experience a virtual party packed with comedy, inspiration, and special musical performances, all supporting the Foundation Fighting Blindness mission. So if you're interested in that, you can go to their website and look up more. That's Sunday, February 28th, 2021. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. It's a virtual event, so it's pretty neat.
So, Vincent, you're from Philadelphia, right?
Yes, I'm from Philadelphia.
And you're a doo-wopper, right?
Yes, I am.
Have you always been in doo-wop?
Well, my father played music before doo-wop, like the Ink Spots and the Mills Brothers. But ever since I was in my 12, 13, yes, I went to dances where they played doo-wop music. And then I met Sid. Well, I knew Sid all my life. But later, when I was around 13, 14, Sid started being on Bandstand with you and being in the record business. Then I started to get exposed to a lot more doo-wop than I, you know, than I had been before.
And back then you were visually impaired as well?
I've been legally blind since I was 12. My vision started going when I was born, but they didn't notice it till I was 5 or 6.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's something. So what do you want to,
I wanted you to throw out the phone number, please, so that if people have any questions for our first guest caller, it's a very exciting product.
We have a product that's coming on here at 7:15. Mm-hmm. It's a first timer. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. The company's called Strap.
Strap Technologies, and we have Ben Enyon. He's actually in the Zoom room waiting to talk. And if you have any questions about Strap Technologies, please call in and ask Ben any questions that you may have. All righty.
And you folks, tell you right now, you folks, we are going to do something from 8:30 to 9 tonight. It's only doo-wop. So if you want doo-wop, if you want to hear us talk about doo-wop, that's between 8:30 and 9 tonight.
Okay.
Hope you can listen. Hope you don't leave the show. And you folks driving the car, if you're blind, please pull over because you may upset some sighted people on the road. There's enough people driving on roads that are sighted that really should be off the road anyway because they're not good drivers. My wife always said that was a good reason when I went blind.
We said the only positive thing.
The only positive thing, what? That I couldn't drive anymore is because I was a bad
driver. Wouldn't have to put up with your driving
anymore. Because they said I was a New York cab driver.
Worse
than a New York cab driver.
Chris, can we go to break and get ready for our guest caller at the other side of the break?
Roger that.
Okie dokie.
You want a break? Hey, don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021 for the 36th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the Exhibit Hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at /conference.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting ATIA.org/blindandbeyond. And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. This is Michael. This is your host. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And if you miss any part of the show, go to our webpage. That's right, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, Lynn, it's your turn. You are up, young lady.
Okay, well, this is really, really exciting. We're going to introduce tonight two guests that are calling in from Strap Technologies, which is a groundbreaking device to aid the visually impaired. We have Diego Royal is calling in from Guatemala, and he is the founder and CEO of Strap Technologies, as well as Ben Enyan. And Ben is calling from Austin, Texas, and he is the CTO. He's the Chief Technical Officer for Strap Technologies. Welcome to you both.
Welcome to both of you on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Okay.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
That's Diego. It's Diego. A little bit garbled.
It's garbled.
So we'll talk to Ben first, I guess, while Diego gets his audio set there.
That will work.
Okay. So, Ben, tell us, you told us off the air why you got involved. And then Diego, please chime in as soon as you get your audio set there.
Yes. I think the best way to frame this is to say that I, as an engineer, love technical challenges and using the latest in technology for numerous purposes. So my head says that Strap Technologies is a technical device, a sensor array is the perfect thing for me. I come out of the semiconductor industry for more than 30 years, so I'm a microchip guy before strap. But my heart is in it because my grandfather lost his sight when I was a teenager. And as he was losing his sight, I, as an engineering kid, would make some devices for him to help him see a little longer or feel tactily, feel like what time it was by modifying a clock for him and things like that. So I lived vicariously through my grandfather losing his sight, and it's always had a huge impact on me. This is back in the late 70s, early 80s. So so I'm thrilled to be a part of STRAP Technologies. I've been with them for about 6 months now and working on refining the product, making sure it's robust and works well in numerous situations that you would find as you're walking indoors or outdoors, moving around.
Ben?
Yes.
Okay, now let's tell the people, the folks that didn't hear the commercials, and folks don't know what STRAP, what is STRAP? What is STRAP?
It's a wearable tech device that serves as your eyes, and not just seeing things, but also telling you what it's seeing. So you wear it on your chest. It would be kind of located in the center of your chest, just above your sternum. It's held to you by these kind of elastic straps. You would adjust them to fit you, but they go over your shoulders and around your midsection. And the interesting thing is, in these straps are the haptic actuators. So the device centered on your chest is looking around all the time. It's looking down at your feet and a little bit to the sides to see what's coming. It's looking straight ahead and it's looking up, like up at your head and above. So it's constantly surveying your environment. And the sensors we use can contain both object information and location, but it also can detect moving objects and tell you that they're moving, such as if you're on the sidewalk and a dog is running towards you, it would tell you, they would see that. And we convert the visual recognition of these things to information you can use instantly through haptic vibration. And we have little actuators in the straps that will either vibrate or poke, just, you know, gentle, like, tap.
So, and
yes?
This is my question. I guess everybody has a problem when you're blind. My problem has always been, you know, when you park your car, those cement, when the car goes up the curb barriers, they're not high, but they go. Anyway, I've fallen off those things so many times. Would STRAP tell me that they're there?
Absolutely. Yes. STRAP looks down and it vibrates, and the haptics actuation, the haptic vibrations are different depending on the type of obstacle. So if it's a stairwell, I'll go there first. If it's a down stairwell, your straps that go from, let's say, from your shoulders down to your midsection, just up, you know, in front of you holding the device, we have haptic actuators located, you know, up and down this strap. So if it's a down stairwell, the pokes, you know, like the taps, would start at the top and go bump, 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 down to the bottom, down to your midsection. And that would let you know that there is a stairwell ahead of you. Now, if the steps are long and deep, it would go bump, 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 like that. And if they're short and narrow, they would go bump, 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 bump. And so it lets you know, hey, there's a staircase right in front of you. How far is front of you? Well, we have about a 2 meter, a 6 foot range, and that's for the average height. If you're a little taller, you actually have a little bit longer range. And if you're shorter, then you would have a little shorter range, but it's roughly about 6 feet ahead of you.
How much notice does it give you before he goes bump? I mean, how much warning do you have before you approach a stairwell?
That's a great, great question. And it all depends on how fast you're walking. As you're just at a normal pace, normal walking pace, walking up to the steps, you would have, I don't know the number of seconds you would have, but it would be an ample warning to say, you know, several strides ahead is the stairwell.
Ben,
the curb, your parking curb, analogy, or the problem you stated there, you wouldn't get the bump, 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 but you would get a vibration that doesn't go up and down the strap. It would just stay at the lower part of your strap and sort of vibrate there and say, there is something right ahead of you, and you'd know to slow down and to check with your foot, for example, and see what's there.
Anyway, we'd like to talk to Ben. Diego, can you talk yet?
Yes, I'm able to talk now.
Hi, Diego.
Michael,
I
have a question for Ben that's connected to what he just said. Could this device be incorporated with a navigational program like Blind Square or Seeing Eye to tell you?
Yes. So I only told you about the vision sensors, but we also have a radio chip that includes Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, so you can communicate with other things, such as apps and things like that. We're working on that now, but the radio chip exists, but we're working out how the protocols and how to communicate with other devices in an IoT way, Internet of Things way, or with apps, so, you know, that are functioning.
If anybody would like to call in and speak to Ben or Diego, phone number here is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680.
And now your mission is to have it eventually for people who would like to use strap technologies. The mission is to replace the white cane, correct?
Yes, that's a really interesting question. We aim to replace the white cane in the long run, and mm-hmm. we're aware that some of the audience right now is telling like, hey, no, you will never do that. And I know you're thinking about that, and that's true. It's a long journey to accomplish that. Strap can be all the complement of the cane. We're not wired with the cane. We love the cane. Actually, it's a great, great tool. But on the long run, as people start to deposit a little bit more confidence in the device after several weeks, people are going to be able to move around the city, their workspace, being around meetings, and do a lot of stuff without the cane. They're going to find out like naturally, because strap is not a tool for mobility for the blind, but it becomes like a sixth sense. So at a certain point, you stop thinking you are using the tool and you just go with the flow and you intuitively react with the haptic. So it's almost like if you have a new sense developed in your body.
I can see having both,
yeah.
Because my white cane to me is my security blanket.
Right.
I feel very secure as a human being when I walk around with my cane, especially if I go walk into a supermarket or something like that. If I bump into somebody, they know and see my cane, they'll say, pardon me. If I ever had a cane and I bumped into people, I was getting cursed at because they thought I was a pervert or something. So the bottom line is when I have my cane, I feel very secure, and I can see having strap to me could be great. Once I know how to use it.
And I read that the strap technologies distinguishes between physical objects and people. That's amazing.
That's right. Yeah.
Do the dogs fall into the live category with the people, or is the dog
they would, but not necessarily, you know, their location tells that they're a dog, they're by the floor.
Yeah.
But the strap device is capable of determining material, composition, how hard it is or dense it is, and whether it's breathing or not. You know, the movement is what's detected in breathing.
Oh, the breathing,
Have you experimented with it at all with using a guide dog? Because I have a guide dog.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yes, and it's amazing because it's a great complement for the guide dog, since the guide dog will not notify you when you have a head obstacle, maybe. So there's a bunch of little things that the guide does is not able to do, because of that, strap is a great complement. So you are good to use strap with your guide does.
You know what I think would be interesting in an indoor setting? Let's say if you were in a warehouse, you worked in a warehouse, say and you needed to navigate the aisles in a warehouse, can you customize it so that it can give you the information that you know you're going to want.
Yes, and I wouldn't say customize necessarily, because it will work just fine, you know, as is. It would tell you where the aisles are and things like that, or if there's anything hanging that would you bump your head or that you'd run into straight ahead. But what we do have is something called straight line navigation, which says you can lock it in and say, you know, for right now, where I'm facing right now, you can track a straight line. And then we're working on referencing that straight line and deviating as you want to. That's kind of the next step. But we can using our hardware and firmware, help you determine where the straight line is, walk that path, and then if you need to return, we just say, you know, come back that same path. So you can go somewhere, like in your yard, you can go dump the trash in the trash bin out back, and then turn around and come right back into the door where you came using that. So something like that, I think, would help a lot in a warehouse setting, I would think, and where there are lots of aisles and a regular pattern.
You know, that's also fascinating for people that could maybe learn how to run in a certain area.
Yes, we've talked about that. It's just a matter of response time. Like how, if you're moving quickly, we need to tell you quickly what's up ahead of you. So a little bit further range, and perhaps the practice with the haptics, so you'd know right away this obstacle's here, that obstacle's there, and you could avoid them. Or another runner, if you're in a race, another runner's right next to you or ahead of you, that kind of thing. But that's definitely something we've talked about.
I have to interrupt. We have a couple of callers who'd like to talk to you. First, we have Sherry calling in from Orlando.
And Dave.
First, we'll take Sherry. Sherry, on the line?
Ask your question.
Sherry, ask your question, please.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, okay, Sherry.
Hello. My question is, what kind of a learning curve do you think would be involved with this? You were describing a lot of different sounds emanating from a lot of different parts of the strap. It seems like you would be paying a lot of attention to the sounds. What's the learning curve, do you think?
Hello, Cherry. That's a great question. The learning curve, it's so small. It's about a couple of weeks, and you can be using with the cane as you're learning, because we have this we call the haptic language feedback, where our engineers develop a kind of language with haptics where we are not trying to translate the words. With rhythms and different vibration patterns which you already familiarize with, you will be super intuitive. So our engineers accomplish to the haptic feedback, communicate complex pieces of information in a really intuitive and simple way. So we took a challenge during the development. The cane, for example, it's a so easy tool, like it's just a stick. So there's a lot of rules of how to use it and how you need to grab the cane and tap when you are going upstairs or downstairs and all that kind of thing. But we took the task to do a so complex device on the inside to make it so easy to use on the outside. So the learning curve is of about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Thank you, Sherry.
Well, that's fascinating. Thank you very much.
It is.
Wonderful.
And Sherry, they will be on next month as well, and we'll learn more and more as time goes on. Okay.
All right. That's great.
Let's call Dave. You're up. David.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sherry. David, you're up.
Hello there, guys and gals. I am so excited with this new technology. I can't tell you, because I can see how easily it would work just from my past experience with stuff years and years ago with the sonar type technology. So I think it's awesome.
Exactly.
I can't wait. My question, and you partially answered it, but excuse me, what type of training material is going to come with the vest? So in other words, I mean, I know you buy it, you can put in an order, but is stuff going to become available in Braille, whatever, to interpret these different vibrations, or you just kind of have to wing it?
No, that's a really good question. And first of all, the packaging we're creating is very intuitive for someone who cannot see to understand what's where in the box and how to open it and things like that and how to put it on. But I guess the main thing I could answer here is that we have a 2-minute interactive audio training that you would undergo when you first use it. So you put it on, put the earbud in, and listen to this explanation, this tutorial. And as the tutorial is going, it says, so for example, if you're walking down a sidewalk and there's a tree limb hanging in the upper left, this part of your strap will vibrate, and it will vibrate. And you'll go, oh, okay, so that's where that would be. And then now if there's a stairwell, this would happen. And so for in about 2 minutes, you get an introduction with the haptic actuation. So you'll feel what the device right. will do when a certain thing happens. And that gets you started. And then you sort of, then you can stop that and then move around in your home. More than likely, that's where you're starting. And you know where things are. And then you can go, oh, it just saw this chair. It just saw that,
sure.
that up, you know, the stairwell. And you can really get the feel quite
right,
quickly.
Right, right. So, so it comes, it does have a, an earbud that you, so it gives you
just the haptic tutorial sound. Right, it's just for the tutorial because the haptics
oh, okay.
are just for physical vibrations. They're not sounds
right.
that, that you would rely on. So you can just feel it. But the tutorial is really the only thing that we, you know, the only primary thing we would use the earbud for.
Thank you, Dave, for calling in.
So I can't wait, man.
Thank you very much for calling in, Dave.
It's going to be great. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. So, Ben and Diego, it was a pleasure having you on our show.
And how can people find out
yes,
more
how
about
can people,
it?
Yes, how can they find out more about it?
Yes, you can find us on our website, which is www.strap.tech/preorder for pre-orders. Right now we are having a super discount from $750 to $500 on the pre-orders. And if you say you are you came with the show, it's another discount plus that. So you can find us on social media. We have Instagram, Twitter, Medium, and Facebook at strap.technologies.
You can find it also on our webpage.
Yes.
Our webpage, if you go to our webpage, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, that will tell you, if you did not hear Diego talking about his website, you go to our webpage and go then go to his webpage.
It's
strap.tech.
Yeah, but it's all on our website. Just click on the strap.
Blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
We'll talk more a lot about it so people
hey.
Yeah, can get it through their heads about what it is.
Thank you, Ben.
I have one
Diego.
Other caller that wanted to get in real quick. Do we have time for one
oh,
more call?
Okay.
We'll wait. Okay. Who's the caller?
I got Eugene from Clearwater, Florida, who's calling
okay.
in.
Eugene from Clearwater, Florida. Okay, Eugene.
Hey, Michael, Lynn. How y'all doing?
Hi, Eugene. Do you have a question for Ben or Diego?
Do what?
Do you have a question for Ben or Diego about
Strap? Yes, I do. A couple of them.
Okay, you're on.
Yeah, one is this readily available for the public now, or is it still in the process of being...
taking pre-orders.
They're taking pre-orders right now.
Okay.
Yeah, our target completion to release manufacturing is in the September to time frame in there somewhere, so a few more months.
And what's
just explain to them very quickly, Ben, Ben, if they go to the website right now and they mention Blind and Beyond, then they get the discount now?
Yes, they will get a discount if they put Blind and Beyond inside the pre-order form. So please make sure you state that you hear from our product through this show, and you will have a discount plus the one that we already have.
Are they paying 100% of the product now or just a portion of it now?
No, right now we are just accepting upfront fees, which is a fee of $50,
and you
will need to pay the rest until we ship the product to you. As Ben says, research and development is ready. The technology is fully working. Right now we are just working on the manufacturability of the device and in some certifications to be able to sell it.
Okay.
So $50 will hold it. $50 will hold it.
That's right.
Yep.
What's the cost of it, though, the total cost?
Well, thank you so much, Eugene, for calling.
Yes.
Oh, you have another question, Eugene?
He asked what the cost
the,
was.
The
cost is,
of it, and does the VA...
The pre-order price is $500. So if you're buying it now, it's $500. So it's really 10% down, so $50 less the Blind and Beyond Radio Show discount. So it's less
now,
than
are you
going
to be able to go through the VA on this, the veterans?
It's actually just a commercial product. But so that we'd have to talk about perhaps later. You can contact us directly. We can talk about that. But yeah, this is just a product for sale. When it does go into production, so when we release it, the price will go up from $500 to $750.
Oh, wow.
Now is a really good time to get one, to put your name on one.
Diego, you should know there's a lot of soldiers, VA people. So if we get them
to go ask the VA. You'll get a lot of people from VA calling you.
Excellent.
All right, appreciate it.
I'm going to run now.
Thank you, Gene.
All right,
thank you, Dee, for calling, and thank you, Ben and Diego, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.
Stay well.
I'll be safe.
Yes, and you as well.
Thank you.
We're going to go to break. Stay tuned. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our first tribute. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Vincent, you still there, Vincent?
Yes, I'm here.
Vincent's our guest host. We're going to go to our first trivia tonight.
And also,
what do you say?
Once you throw out your trivia song, we have a guest caller. Okay. Not a guest caller. Okay. Somebody would like to say hi to Vincent.
Okay. So first, when you talk about doo-wop, right, Vincent?
Yes.
I talked about the song when we're going to do doo-wop. This song here, I guess you would say, is the, what would you say, the song? You know the song. Don't say it. This song, what would you say? It's the gold standard of all doo-wops?
I wouldn't say that, Michael, because
what?
From the doo-wop aficionados like myself and Sid, Golden Teardrops by the Flamingos is probably considered, but it is the most recognizable doo-wop song. In other words, more people know this song than Golden Teardrops. But
yeah. Well, this song, as far as I know, and the people who sang it, to me, was the front runner and the biggest song that I know. So here we go. There's the song. Who's singing the song? Here we go. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Chris. So, who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? And while we're waiting for you to call in and guess it, I want to talk to this young lady. I understand. Her name is Shannon. Name is Shannon. Shannon, you there?
Hello?
Shannon?
I'm here.
Hello, Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
And Shannon, I understand you're the daughter of Mr. Vincent Beatty?
I am the daughter of, yep, I'm the daughter of Vincent, yes.
And you know him well, then.
Yeah. I'm here.
So here's my question. Here's my first question to you as a daughter. You're sighted, I understand. Is that correct?
Yes.
So all your life, you had your father was blind. Is that correct?
Yep, he's been blind my whole life.
Okay. Stupid question, because I know how people are with me. How... When you were a little kid, and you didn't know that he couldn't see you, right?
Right. I just turned 50, and my father has been blind my whole life. So, you know, I was thinking about, you know, calling in tonight. I don't really remember when I was little not recognizing the fact that my father couldn't see. My whole life, as a child growing up, I just knew that he was my dad, and so I did whatever I had to do to compensate for the fact that he couldn't see. But he's super highly functioning, so there wasn't a lot of need for me when I was a child to really, you know, help him out a lot. He was able to do a lot that I needed to have done. So,
I'd like to hear about a daughter of a blind father, if you could. Right now,
You know. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you don't think it's unusual if he's blind because you knew it all your whole life. He's just he's blind, that's all, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So what would you have to say? Anything else to an audience that's out there who doesn't understand or sighted?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, having a blind father, you know, the thing is, through the journey of becoming an adult myself now and having my own children, I mean, I think the thing I would want people to know is, a blind father or a blind mother or a blind person is as capable, fully capable of living a satisfying, fulfilling life and of being a parent, of being a child, a brother or a sister. It's no different than, you know, they're regular people that have the same challenges. They may have a disability in the sense that they can't see, but that doesn't mean that they can't be a productive member of society and have a satisfying, fulfilling life. I mean, he's been a phenomenal father, so maybe he couldn't see, but in the areas that he could do things, he was above average. So he may not.
I just heard you say a word. A phenomenal father? Is that what you say? Vincent is a phenomenal father? I'm impressed.
Yes, he was exceptional. Yep.
Exceptional. Wow.
Did he teach you how to play chess?
Did he teach you how to? Well, more important, do you know anything about doo-wop?
I was going to say, I'm not a chess person, but I'm obsessed. I love doo-wop. Yep, I love doo-wop.
Oh, you love doo-wop. She loves doo-wop.
I have two teenagers now that are starting to, my oldest one loves the music as well. So it's been a nice thing to carry on for him.
Okay, then you'll love 8:30 to 9 tonight. You'll love that part of the show.
Stay tuned.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you, Shannon, for calling in.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Okay, you guys take care.
Vincent, you can say hello to your daughter.
Bye, baby.
Love you.
Okay, we have a caller calling in right now. Who's on the line for the trivia?
This is George.
Hi, George.
George, where are you calling in from, George?
Philly.
Philly. George from Philadelphia.
Hey, George, can you turn your radio down for me?
George from Philadelphia. Okay, George.
Yeah,
so who do you think was singing the song, George, from Philadelphia?
I called to tell you who was singing and what the song was.
Okay, so ahead. Let's go. Okay. So who was singing the song?
Fred Parris and the Five Satins.
Oh, you even know the leader of the song. Now I'm really impressed. So you only knew you. Now I thought you were going to guess Five Satins. You just gave me the lead singer. Okay, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay.
Okay, so you won a $10 gift card from Subway. Coming to, I know in Philadelphia. Subway's not that great because you have all the great hoagie shops and all the other cheesesteak places. I understand.
I heard.
Okay,
Michael?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who am I speaking to, Michael?
Yes, I'm Michael.
Michael, Fred Parris told me he was eating a hoagie when he wrote that song.
Is that right?
That's what he told me.
In Philly.
He was at the Navy Yard in Philadelphia. It was in the service.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you give your
give your name and address. We'll send you out of Subway. If you don't want it, you can go to give it some away if you want. But if you want it, $10. Well, we talk about Philadelphia people love our hoagies and love their. Hey, tell me something right now. I'll give a free plug. Who's your number one cheesesteak place in Philly?
Mama's in Bala, Belmont Hills.
Where? I never heard of that one. Mama's
the best.
Mama's in Bala Cynwyd?
Yeah.
What street, George?
I never heard of that one. I thought I knew them all.
You probably know Pasadena's. We don't go there. That's for tourists.
What about Jim?
No, I go to one on Henry.
Alessandro's.
Yeah, that's where I go when I'm up that area there. But my favorite still is Jim's. I still love Jim's.
Yeah.
I don't like Steve's. And I passed before I go to
Jim's. Jim's was a friend of mine.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for calling in.
We'll be listening every week.
Okay,
keep on
listening.
Hello
to Vincent.
Vincent, you there?
Yes.
Say hello.
Thank you for calling in, George. Michael, I know George real well. George is one of my best friends.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, good.
George and I go way back.
Vincent, to your daughter and your best friend.
Huh?
George was one of the people who were the organizers of the Philadelphia doo-wop show every year.
Okay.
Michael, what he's not telling you is that Vincent and I sang together as kids in a group.
When did you go to high school?
I went to LaSalle, and I went to Northeast Catholic.
Oh, okay. I went to Germantown with Sid.
Okay. Yeah, I'm born and raised in Germantown.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yep.
Here's one I forgot to tell you. All the people. I put on a rock and roll show at Germantown High School. How's that one?
Oh, yeah? Who was there?
When I say a rock and roll, Jocko, Lee Andrews and the Hearts.
Uh-huh.
To tell you the truth, I'm trying to remember. I remember I had three groups, Lee Andrews and the Hearts and Jocko. They came to the school. I almost got thrown out of high school because the kids went crazy. They were going nuts. Yeah, it was a great show. Yep.
Well, I was at Jockey's house one time on Wissahickon Avenue.
Well, he was, he was my partner. He was my family's partner. My father was his lawyer.
It's a beautiful house.
Yeah. I was there many, many times. He should babysit for his son, Doug Henderson Jr. His name is Wednesday.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yep, and I would be there all the time. Yep, God bless him. His wife, Jane, died just... She died from pneumonia a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nice to talk to you.
Thank you very
much
for calling in.
Thanks,
yeah, you stay well.
Call again.
Okay. Yeah, call again. Listen to the show all the time. Be safe and be safe.
I hope you tune
God
in
bless.
The second hour.
Yeah,
okay,
listen to
you.
The second hour between 8:30 and 9.
Okay. I'll be on at 8:30.
Okay. Yeah,
give your address to Chris.
Yeah, give your address. We'll send you the gift card.
We can't send you cheese.
Okay.
We can't. Yes, we can't send you cheesecake. We'll send you Subway. $10.
Right,
Michael, okay.
2 minutes to the
okay.
Hour.
So, folks, we're getting ready to go on the break. Come in the second hour.
Not yet.
Yeah, I understand, aren't you? And, folks, I want to tell you something now. If you want to participate in the future when we do our do-ups, we're going to have a do-up next month as well. If you want to participate, write to me at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So if you think you know do-up, if you'd like to be part of it, write to me and we'll have you part of the show. Oh, you're going to do this all the time because I understand people love do-up. So if you want to be part of the do-up, write to me and we'll get you on the show and be part of it.
Funny how even some of the young kids, they like it.
Yeah, I'm finding a lot of even the young kids like the do-up. Yeah. So, Vincent, you still there?
I'm here, Michael.
I'm trying to get a nice daughter.
She's wonderful. Let me tell you, the day that Freddie Parrish and the Five Satins were at the Philadelphia Doo-Wop show,
yeah.
I went backstage to meet them, and I had my dog with me, and she's like a 75-pound black lab. Freddie Parrish jumped back. He was scared to death of my dog.
What's your dog, guide dog's name?
Patience.
Patience.
She's wonderful.
What's the word you're saying? Patience with a P?
Patience. P.
Patience.
That's a nice name. Okay, Chris, you're going to take us to the top of the hour.
Okay, Chris, take us to the top of the hour. We're back the second hour. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't forget to call in 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.